Well, hello there, and welcome back to Nixon Show. This will be the second official episode of the Nixon Show. My name is Nick Nixon, and I will be your host for today and forever on. I don't know, at least until the show is called With My Name. So, today's episode will be all about some very specific topic that I made a video on YouTube just a few minutes ago. Well, since actually airing of this podcast episode, I aired my video on YouTube, which is all about the Udemy. So if you don't know what Udemy is, well, it's the half of my YouTube channel. If you don't know about this, well, Udemy is a online marketplace and a course hosting platform. So what you do is you basically create different types of courses and upload it on Udemy, and just Udemy just sells your courses for you, or you can just take some people towards your course and, well, sell these courses just like that. It's a very, very powerful platform and allows practically anyone to sell courses with ease and without any hassle, which is very, very good a thing to do. And for me, it has been really good source of income, not a huge source of income, but really good and stable source of income that increases from a month to month, which is very, very good. But one very big news have arisen on Udemy, and I want to talk about this stuff, not just in Udemy's case, but in all around the business case and how it affects different people. So just a few months ago, Udemy announced that they will be taxing these instructors before they will be paid out. So if you don't know how Udemy payouts work, so what happens after end of every month, the amount of sales and amount of revenue share will be calculated for each and every instructor. And after 30-day period from the end of the month, you will be paid after, again, the first week of the next month. So how it will go is, for example, for the January sales, I will get my money in March. So entire February will be the time where my students will have time to ask for a refund, where they will get their money back if they want to do so, if they're not happy with my course. And after a month is done, Udemy is waiting 1 week to like calculate everything, to prepare transactions, etc., etc. And after the end of the first week, in the beginning of the month, it will pay you. For example, for January, you'll be paid in the beginning of March. For February, you'll be paid in the beginning of April, etc., etc. So what Udemy announced in the end of 2019 was that they were preparing to start taxing some instructors on the platform. Well, it means that they would hold some of the money themselves and pay for taxes, like on behalf of the instructors. So what happened with that I filled all my tax forms, and what I was thinking that because I was not a US citizen before, because I was not a US resident before, because I'm actually paying my taxes in a country of my origin where I am right now, where am I operating, I would not be paying anything in US, because basically I'm generally getting income officially not in US, because I don't know, money is coming to my country. So I don't know exactly how it works, but I thought like that. But it turns out, no, it's not like that. And Udemy started withholding taxes as much as 30% from the sales made by US customers. So I understand what they did, what IRS did in this case. So they want to tax money that goes from the US citizens and residents to US company before it will go to the other people who are living all around the world. I'm pretty sure Udemy have instructors all around the world in practically every country imaginable. And this was a pretty weird thing that when in the end of February I opened my Udemy revenue report and saw that I will actually be taxed from the January of 2020, meaning that from the January payouts, meaning from the March, like I got my January payouts in March, I just got it a few days ago. And yeah, it turns out that from now on I will be taxed. And yeah, this actually kind of broke my heart probably, because I'm Udemy. If you don't know how Udemy revenue share works, is that you are losing quite a amount of money before it will come to you, meaning that if the student will pay some amount of money, only the small fraction of this amount is coming to you. Like, in many cases, it's a very, very small amount of money. In some cases, it can go as low as 15%, meaning that despite you working on this course, despite student paying for this course, you may get as low as 15% of initial sale. Yes, it can go as low as that after all the VATs, after all the Udemy shares, after all the affiliate shares, and you are the end result. Like, you are the, and how can I say, the end of the chain. You are the last one who will be paid after the student will pay some money, and which is awful. Let me just take my microphone a bit further away from my mouth, which is pretty awful, because despite you doing the majority of the work for the course creation, yeah, you're receiving a very small amount of money, and now with this withholding tax, you are getting even less than that. Probably in some cases the revenue share goes to 10%, maybe even less for some people. But there might be a question: why is this a problem? Aren't instructors supposed to pay taxes regardless to that? Yes, the instructors are supposed to pay taxes, like every single individual who is receiving any income. Yes, we are obliged to pay taxes, but aren't we under the regulation of our own countries where we are, where we're actually receiving the money? Aren't we, and should be like here taxed by our laws? But it turns out that no, United States have far complicated tax policies. Like, I didn't know that withholding tax even existed. I don't know, maybe you did. I'm asking for the US listeners, of course, but withholding taxes or payroll tax actually exists, which is very weird, and which turns out to be different from an income tax and the revenue tax. In my country, we have both income tax and revenue tax, but it's very weird that there is a withholding tax or payroll tax, meaning that you are being taxed because you are getting paid. That's how I understood. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some tax officials may understand this better, but I don't think that this is fair. To be fair, I'm not losing a lot of money, at least right now. I'm losing probably the biggest amount of money I lost per month was $30. This is pre my country's taxes. This is pre income tax that I'm paying, which is not bad, which is not a lot of taxes that I'm paying in my country, but losing 10 to 15% of your income just because. And don't get me wrong, I know that the Udemy is an American company, and I know that the people that are, my students are paying some money for the courses are US citizens, but I am not a US citizen. I'm not a US citizen. I'm not a US resident. I'm not trying to get to live there, at least for now. I'm not trying to do anything for that. But I'm getting taxed because I'm getting payment there. I'm not there. I'm getting paid there. I don't know if it's even right thing to say that I'm getting paid there. I'm not even getting paid there. I'm getting paid here in my country, but still I'm getting taxed there. Where these taxes go then? Okay, I don't have anything against being taxed, but where this tax goes again? Is it beneficial for me? Is it beneficial for anyone that's close to me? I don't know. I don't think so, because I'm basically gaining zero things from this tax. Zero things, like absolutely zero things. And why I'm getting taxed? I don't know. For the reference that I'm gonna give you, like for the taxes that I pay in my country, which is pretty good country for the tax purposes. I'm living in a country of Georgia in Europe. Well, I am paying 1% of all my income for income taxes only. That's it. That's all the taxes that I have to pay. There are no corporate taxes. There are no revenue tax. There are no tax at all. Only for an income tax, which is measured by 1%. This is not a regular thing. This not happens everywhere in my country for everyone. This is happened only if you register as a micro business. And this is only if your revenue is, if you just convert US dollars from $35,000 to $40,000 a year from this business. And trust me, the $35,000 to $40,000 in a year in my country is very, very good salary. I would compare this salary to US probably $150,000 if you want to compare the household salaries, because my country is pretty cheap to live in. And I was losing only 1% from my all of my income, only 1%. Now I'm losing additionally around 10% from Udemy now. Imagine like paying 10 times more. Like eventually I would have been transformed into the full seller for like full taxpayer, which is like up to $200,000 if I'm not wrong. Don't quote me that. It might be right for now or may not be for now, but that's how I understand. And it might be different in just very few months. Like up to around $200,000, you're paying around 3%, I think. And after the $40,000, by the way, you're paying VAT as well, which is 18%. So it will increase my taxes significantly. And when you are over $200,000, you are starting paying a full income tax and a VAT, which overall together is around 36%. It's not a lot. It's not a small number, but compared to other countries where the taxes can go up to 60-70%, $37,000, 36% is pretty good. It's not that bad. And plus, this only concerns you if you are making around $200,000 a year or more. So you definitely can pay this. But now I have to pay more because nothing. And yeah, many people might think that, oh, you are making money in US, so yeah, but you have to pay taxes. But yes, again, I'm willing to pay taxes. I have nothing against paying taxes. People should pay taxes. This is 100% true. People should pay taxes. It's an income tax or whatever tax it is. But they should pay tax for the reason. Tax is not the thing that you have to pay just because it is a rule. I don't know. There are a few things inevitable. Like the only two things that are inevitable in life, that someone said, like death and taxes. Yes, there are only these two things that are inevitable. But I understand that. You will need to pay taxes for the reason. For example, if you're paying taxes to have a good roads in your country, if you're paying taxes to have a good infrastructure, maybe a good healthcare system, maybe, I don't know, for anything, or maybe even to pay salaries for your government official, like in worst case scenario, even some of them might be useless, but at least you know where this money will go, more or less. But now I'm paying taxes for the country that I don't have any connection to. Like literally zero connections. I understand that if Udemy would get taxed for this, and Udemy would be taxed for this, because they are operating there and they are under IRS guidelines. Not guidelines, they are under IRS rules. But why me? Why I have to pay this? I don't know. It's not about just Udemy. It's all about the system. It's kind of weird thing. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there is nothing that I can do with this. Not from here, and there is not much that people can do about this. But it's very weird that you have to pay taxes for the things that you will not receive. I know that many people are still paying taxes in their own country, and they still not receive anything in many countries. But at least you know where this is. At least you know that someone got rich from your country. And okay, yeah, this is my fellow dude just took my money and just buying some Lamborghini. So yeah, okay. At least I can understand that he's taking my money for Lamborghinis. At least I will see my money. At least I will see my government official riding my money in the streets. At least I can see this. But I cannot see. Maybe some government official will show my $40 that they took from me this month, and will post a video how they're buying sandwich or like dinner to themselves. At least I will know that this money went for the good food or something. But in all seriousness, I don't think that this is fair. I don't think this is fair. I'm really interested in what you think. And you can check the video on YouTube as well. It's on youtube.com/NickNixon. It's NickNixon. Nick Nixon. And I don't know, you can check it out on YouTube as well. And let me know what you think and what it is. And is it fair? Is it not fair? And why we should lose? It's a losing money. It's actually... But it will be exactly the same for me to just take this $30 and set it on fire. Literally exactly the same thing. I know that this money might go for someone, somewhere, for something good, might go, that's a key thing. But I don't know where it goes. I don't know who is it will be used for. I don't know what I'm paying it for. I know what I'm paying taxes for in my country. And if I will not like something in my country, if I don't like where the taxes go, I can vote for, they said I live in democracy, I can vote for other people. And that's the power that I have. I don't have any power, even democratic power in US. Not, my vote doesn't count as anything there. My voice does not count as anything there because I don't live there. So why do I have to pay for something that I cannot affect or cannot get directly or indirectly? I don't know, that's just bothers me quite a lot, and I would really love to change this thing, because overall this thing is, I don't know, infuriating for me. And maybe it's a normal thing everywhere, but I don't know, I don't think that it should be a normal thing anywhere, because just losing money, it's this again same as just setting it on fire. And yep, losing absolutely for nothing. Well, this was it for today. It's not gonna be, it was not a long episode. I just wanted to give my thoughts about it, and I hope thoughts will give you some things to think about. Again, I'm not against taxes, I'm all for it, but I'm against taxes for the things that you will never know where it will go and will not affect you or anyone you love or anyone you care about in like any, it will not affect them at all, like zero effects for them. I don't like paying such taxes. And well, this was it for today. Again, thank you for being here with me, and I'm gonna see you in the next episode. See ya.